It's 8 a.m. Eastern, April 17th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down 0.5% at $62,677. ETH is down 0.5% at $3,043. Binance Coin is down 1% at $532. What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit 1 million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR. PayPal is making changes to its policies regarding NFT transactions, removing buyer and seller protections starting May 20th. This means that NFT purchases won't be covered by PayPal's buyer protection program. Also, sales of NFTs worth over $10,000 won't be safeguarded against false claims or chargebacks. These adjustments signal PayPal's evolving stance on blockchain-based assets following its introduction of crypto support in 2022. Well, Animoca Brands revealed in its unaudited financial disclosures that it holds $558 million in digital assets and $291 million in cash and stablecoins. The company has invested in various blockchain ventures like Kraken, MetaMask, and Ledger. The financial report excludes the value of around 400 minority investments in Web3 companies as their valuation is still ongoing. Well, blockchain research and development organization Nebra raised $4.5 million in pre-seed and seed rounds. Nebra aims to advance zero-knowledge proof technology to create what it calls the shared settlement layer of the new internet. Well, Solana-based real estate betting platform Parcel lost about 40% of its total value locked since early April. Around $74 million moved out of the protocol after its airdrop snapshot on April 3rd. The platform distributed native tokens to eligible users on Monday, with its TVL dropping after. Parcel allows users to trade on assets reflecting major city housing markets. Well, in the first quarter of 2024, the South Korean won outpaced the U.S. dollar as the most traded currency for crypto, according to Kaiko data. South Korea boasts one of the world's busiest crypto markets, briefly surpassing its stock market volume during March's bull run. And finally, Binance US has appointed Martin Grant, a former chief compliance and ethics officer at the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, to its board of directors. Grant brings over three decades of regulatory experience. His role will focus on overseeing financial reporting processes and internal controls. Binance US interim CEO Norman Reed praised Grant's expertise, highlighting the company's commitment to compliance and integrity. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast. Under Daily Crypto Report.